in
this call is being recorded.
All life forces on the planet, all are receiving this light now as you send it down, as you are the conduit for this. You are the conduit for this energy, and all will feel it as it moves into them. Even now, as you are doing this as a precursor to the main event, you are the ones that are visualizing. You are the ones that are creating this. And every time that you create this exact scenario, you bring the event closer and closer to you. You may not know this at this time, but visualization is very important and very powerful, so that you are bringing this particular event closer to you now. So visualize this light, this energy going into all life forces, all life on here on the planet, whether it is plant or animal or human, whatever it is, see it moving into all, and all as this consciousness shift moves through as a wave of energy. Some have called it the tsunami of love. Some have called it an energy wave. Many different terms for this, but it is all the same. It is a shift of consciousness that is moving across the planet. And just for a moment now, feel as if you were in that moment of the event, when it first begins to cascade down upon the earth, when all begin to feel it at once. All will feel it in their different way based on who they are at the time and where they are in their particular evolutionary process at that time and in their ascension process. Those of you that have been acclimating to these energies, have been working with them, you will feel this energy as it comes into you now. Feel it as it moves into you. Use this as a precursor to what it would actually be like as this energy moves into you, and you feel it as, at first, something that is foreign, something that doesn't quite make sense, something that gives you a sense of well-being, incredible well-being. And this incredible well-being begins to turn into a blissful state like you have never felt before. Take the most incredible experience you've ever had in this lifetime, where you felt at the top of the world, and then multiply that 100 times over, and you begin to feel what it would be like, what it will be like. So just now, feel this as this energy moves in and you experience it, this incredible blissful state. But as you are feeling this blissful state, know that others around you will not be feeling this as you are now. They will be feeling many different things. Some will feel a sense of dizziness come over them. Some, it will literally knock them to the floor, to their knees. They will not understand what this is because it is so powerful. It is love multiplied thousands of times to what they are used to. And this is what you will be feeling and what they will be feeling at whatever level they are at in that moment. But know that all is right for that moment. All is being orchestrated. And at that moment, those times that come, it will be a moment at first, but it will continue to increase and increase and increase. So that moment will turn into many moments beyond that, some into hours, days, even weeks, possibly, that they will be feeling this change over that comes over not only them, but the entire planet. So feel this now as it comes over you. Experience it. Feel and know what it will be like. And many of you will remember. It will bring your remembrances back to you. They will come flooding back to you in these moments. And you will remember not only this lifetime and many memories from this lifetime, but you will remember many memories from past lifetimes, as well as from systems beyond systems that you are from. It will all come flooding and cascading back to you in those moments. It will be like the entire universe gets squashed into just a few moments. begin to understand and imagine what that could be like. Total consciousness for a few moments. And then that will pass. It will not last fully for most. But some it will. Depends on your total acclimation at that point. Now with your visualizations, take this out further now and begin to visualize people all over the planet beginning to shift and change and how that shift and change will occur as that consciousness vibration moves over them. See them beginning to change. See, wherever there was hate, there is now love. Wherever there was fear, it is replaced by love. For fear and love are at exact opposites of each other. See, all those that would hold weapons of any kind, see them beginning to drop those weapons, for they will be no longer needed or wanted. For the consciousness shift will go beyond the need for protection, for self-survival. All of these things will lead to the new golden age. So see this new golden age developing right before your eyes now, as buildings get changed into beautiful new developments. Gone are the brick and mortar type of buildings of the past, and the huge skyscrapers. As people will move into cities, but cities that are self-containing, cities that will keep the beauty in them. Begin to visualize what that would be like. It is not for us to tell you what it will be. It is for you to create what it will be and what it is. If you'd like, you can see all of the cities of light opening, coming down, you coming up to them, seeing them open their doors, their gates. Allow for visitors. See the many ships coming down, decloaking everywhere. Thousands, even millions of ships. All different sizes, shapes, colors. Some light ships, consciousness ships, some fourth dimensional ships, fifth dimensional ships. Some even third dimensional ships. The airports changing dramatically into spaceports now. More like your picture of the Jetsons. Or another movie we're finding now within this one, Tomorrowland. The beauty, see this new golden age spreading out in front of you as your very creation brings it about. Your creative visualization makes it so. Allow yourselves now to begin to drift back wherever you found yourselves. To the pillar of light, back down the pillar of light. As you move into your physical body and feel the movement into your physical body, the consciousness movement as you merge back in. As you merge back in, feel that bliss come in with you that you felt for just a moment. you visualize, that you experienced for just a moment, bring that back into your body, to your consciousness. Return now to a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Archangel Michael. As always, we bring love and light with us. And I bring my golden sword of truth. As I share with you now the truths that are coming to you, the many truths that are going to be revealed, that are being revealed. Many are being revealed at this very moment, but many still are not yet aware of this. They know something is in the wind. They feel it. I'm speaking now of all of the mainstream out there. Not the news, but the main population of the planet. Ones you might call the non-light workers, although all are light workers. This is not to differentiate you from all the others out there. You are all light workers, except for those who refuse the light, consciously refuse it. And there are those out there, and they will experience whatever they are giving out, they will receive back. Do not be concerned about them. Be concerned about yourselves and about your fellow brothers and sisters, as you are all creating. Even now, you are creating this world in front of you. You are creating this new golden age with every thought that you have now. But know that as you move into the higher vibrations, into the higher frequency dimensions, your thoughts become so much more powerful, and your visualization becomes so much more meaningful. And it is all right there in front of all of you. Seize it now. Carpe diem. Seize the day. For this is your day, this is your time, your moment. As you have heard many times, this is what you came here for. You came to establish this new understanding, this new evolution, or this evolutionary leap. And do not be deceived. This is an evolutionary leap that you are moving toward, all of you. There is not one of you out there that is any lesser than anyone else. You all have a part to play in this process, this ascension process. All of you have a part. Some seemingly greater, some seemingly smaller. But all are looked at the same by the source, by the creator, as all being of the same importance, because all are one. We are all in this together. I, myself, and all of the archangels, all of the angelic realm, all of the ascended masters, the Galactics, the Agarthans, and so on, many that you have not even begun to realize are a part of this expression. We are all here to be a part of this changeover that is developing. And developing it is. You have heard about the timelines shifting. Timelines splitting, and yes, they have. And many who are on the other side of that split, that have refused the light, have already been taken off planet, many of them. Not all, but many have. For the mass arrest that you have heard about many times is no longer needed as it was spoken of previously, because that has been taken care of, where many have already been removed or removed themselves. Now, that is not to say that there are holograms of many of those individuals that you know of. Some, yes, even some still remain, but they are being quickly removed from the situation. Not because they are being punished, but because they are being loved. They are being loved back into the light, if they so choose. Because no one is denied the light. No matter what they have done, no one is ever denied the light and love, lest they deny it themselves. I am Archangel Michael. It is so wonderful to be with you always in these ways. And in these ways, still up to this point, are the way that we can reach you. But as you have heard many times, those times are changing, and soon we, the archangels, will be there with you, whether it is on a ship or in the hollow inner earth or even here on the surface of the planet. We will be here with you. You will see us. Remember, it is always for those who have the eyes to hear, or eyes to see, and ears to hear, that are aware of these many changes that are happening now and still yet coming. All my peace and love be with you. Hold always the sword of truth in front of you, for it will always protect you. Guide you.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
Well, I've served here with you. Difficult to follow up with that one, of course, but we attempt to always do what we can here. And to understand all of these things that are happening, just to sit back, relax, and open those eyes of yours. Open that third eye predominantly, and let your physical eyes see through your third eye. And many of you hear this and you say, but how do we do that? We have no understanding of that. Well, you don't have an understanding of that. You've been deprogrammed, or been programmed into you to not understand that. But it is time to deprogram you. It is time to take you to understand the importance of that third eye center, your pineal gland, and what that can bring to you as a gateway into the higher dimensions. And yes, it is a gateway. And there are many gateways that are going to open up, both physically and astrally and etherically. Many that have not yet opened, many that are coming, many connections to all of the sacred sites, bringing the ley lines together again across to all of the various vortexes across the planet. All of this is coming. It is near completion. The crystalline grid is near completion. And when it completes, oh my goodness, what it is going to be like here once again. For those of you that remember back to times of Atlantean times and Lemurian times and many other of the civilizations that are not even spoken of yet, you will remember what it was like, to put your hand in the water, in the various waters, the springs, the streams, the rivers, the oceans, and feel not only the wetness, not only the salt that is in the air, or to smell it or anything of this nature, but to feel the water, feel the consciousness in the water. Can you imagine the water being alive? Can you imagine the plants? Yes, you know they are alive, but they are alive with consciousness. Try it sometime. Talk to a tree. Don't just go up and hug it. Talk to it. It'll be amazing to you. And to that one that spoke of the dragons, yes, they are real. They are so real. They are here. They are watching over all of this. They are guardians in a sense. And they have been guarding the gateways for a very long time here. And soon those gateways are going to open again. And the dragons themselves will begin to appear more and more to you, just as the elemental kingdom is going to appear to you. They're going to come back. They can't wait to come back. They've been hiding in trees and plants, and only for those that have eyes to see up to this time. But they're going to be showing themselves everywhere. Those of you even now that go out into nature, for just a moment, center yourself. Close your physical eyes. Center yourself with breathing. And then slowly open your eyes and see in the corners of your eye that little flitting image that goes back and forth, that shows itself just briefly, laughs a little bit maybe, and then jumps off and you do not see it again. Well, that is what it is like now for you if you open your third eye to it. But it will appear not too far off here, where the same thing occurs. They will appear in your corner of your eye, that fleeting image, and then all of a sudden they will be right there. You will see them. Just as many in the past in Ireland and everything saw the leprechauns. Yeah. They are real. Where do you think these images and folklore and all of this comes from? It comes from reality, but it has been so programmed into you to believe it is imagination. Oh, there's that word again. Imagination. Imagine in a new life. Imagine in a new wonderful world in front of you, and you will begin to understand what it is going to be like when you are consciously creating without that buffer zone to hold back the manifestation. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
with that, are there any questions for One Who Serves?
Yes. Hello. Thank you, One Who Serves, for your service. This is Amora, and my question is referring to what Archangel Michael just said about some, if I understood it right, that some of those who chose not to be in touch with the light have been removed, but they have been replaced by holograms. And I don't understand why. I just think it'd be more encouraging if they're gone.
Well, they are gone. You see, you must look at it in this understanding, in this way. Those that have been taken away, they can no longer do anything to harm the system anymore. They can no longer do anything to continue to program you. You have moved beyond all of this programming. It is only still within your mind, but it is not there anymore. Just like Lady Nada said to the last week, there is no veil. Do not even think that it is there anymore, and it will dissipate faster than you can imagine at that point, because it is really not there. Just as in the Matrix, there is no spoon. There is not. So you have to come to understand that even though you may see these individuals, and we will not name their names, but you know who we speak of, the prominent ones we would say here. They may appear there as they are still going about their business, but their business has been taken away from them. They can no longer do anything. Just for a moment, think here. Use your logical sense here, okay? Your three-dimensional logical sense, just for a moment, and think. Haven't you heard about things such as small nuclear weapons that can be put into suitcases and put anywhere on the planet? Haven't you heard this before? Well,
yeah.
Where are they?
Good question.
Exactly, good question. They're there because they cannot do this. They have wanted to do this, they have built on this, they have planned this, but they cannot do it. And the various sicknesses, pandemics, diseases, all of these things, where are they? Where is the, we're finding this within the James here, there's so many movies, not that he watches them, he does not like them, but this zombie apocalypse, where is it? They wanted it, but it is not there. It is not there. None of these things are there. None of these things can happen. Oh, my goodness, the newest thing, the war with China. What a laugh. There cannot be a war with China. China and the United States are working together. But you do not know this because there are still influences that are still continuing the old programming that wants you to continue to think in terms of fear. But they cannot, they have, what is the saying? There is no bite to them. They have no bite left. You see?
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, the visual is so powerful in our third dimension, but you have just dissipated it for me. Thank you, One Who Serves. Appreciate your help.
Yes, we just dissipated the veil for you right here in live action.
Yes, thank you.
Other questions here?
I have a question. This is Cheryl.
Yes?
Will the galactic pulse occur in every universe, or is it just this universe?
What a wonderful question. But we would say here to you, you are in this universe. Why not just pay attention to where you are now here? Do not think about all the many other infinite. And notice the word infinite.
Infinite.
Universes out there.
Ah.
You see? Pay attention to the one. And when you pay attention to the one, when you work with this one and develop it as you are going to, all of the other universes will come along. Okay?
Okay. Very good.
Other questions here? There's probably some out there saying, infinite universes? How is that possible? But then we just have to laugh a little bit here and ask, how can anyone still out there think that they are the only life in the universe? When there are infinite universes, trillions and trillions and trillions of galaxies, and you are the only life in the universe?
I just come to show you how strong the program is.
Yes, exactly. How strong this veil has been made. But, as you know it, it is not there anymore.
Hooray.
Now, we would challenge you to take this further. If the veil is not there, then you should be able to walk outside, look up in the sky, and see things that were not there before. Should you not?
Right.
Now, if you do that, and you believe that the veil is not there, and now you can see through it, you will begin to see things that were previously not there. Because you have opened up your third eye center and the possibilities that are available to you now, as the veil is no longer there. Okay? I challenge you to do this, to try this. And when we come, James does not know this yet, but when we come to the advance, there will be an experience that will involve this.
So, and this will be for everyone. All of you on the phone too, not excluding you. For you are all so very important to this entire process. When we come together on these advances, it is not only for those that are there in person. They may receive experiences that you don't, yes, but it is all about the consciousness coming together as one and working together as a unit, as a group, but also as individuals within the group. And you are all part of this greater group here.
This is Mary Lou.
Yes.
And I have tried what you said, and I have seen through the clouds, and a beautiful rosy sky is on the other side. That's what I see, rosy sky. If I can, you know, I see through the clouds.
Yes.
And it's pretty awesome.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Wonderful. Any other questions here?
This is Lorelei. I was working with my twin flame, and I seem to understand. We were talking about this whole concept of walking on water, and he seemed to indicate that how he could walk on water. And I don't know if I got this correct or not, but was that if he thought if everybody was seeing water, but he had created it was like, let's say, a gangplank or walking plank or, you know, a boardwalk, for instance, he just could walk along because he created it to be a boardwalk and other people were seeing it as water. And I think what he was trying to do was to kind of give me an idea of how I can begin to work with creating what I'm looking to manifest. but I'm still not sure exactly how to do that in any concrete way. You know, I mean, first of all, am I on track in understanding that? And then how can I use that to start to create the things that I'm looking to manifest?
You are certainly on the right track, of course, here, to be able to visualize whatever it is. But to know that, for instance, here, when Yeshua walked on the water, he did not walk on liquid water. You could say he walked on ice. You could say he walked on something solid ground with just water seemingly over the top of it. However he visualized it, however he created it to be. But do you think he had a veil in front of him?
No.
Certainly not. So this was an example. And he said, all of these things I do, so can ye do also. Did he not say that?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Those were the exact words that he used. These are not words that have been taken and changed over and over and over. These were the exact words, and he meant it exactly this way, that all can do this. All can do this if they but believe that they can do it. Believe it and see it. Not believe it or not, believe it and see it. Okay?
So is there a way to, an exercise to start to work on that, like to actually work on that whole thing?
We just gave it to you.
Well, I mean, so like I'm walking along the street and I'm like saying, okay, let me try to envision that maybe I'm actually walking on, you know, like say maybe one of those air mattresses, you know, but I'm like actually a foot above the ground walking on the air mattress. Like that's what I'm talking about. I mean, that didn't work very well. I tried it, but.
There is your reason. You tried it.
Yeah.
What did Yoda say?
Do it.
There is no try. There is only do or not do.
Okay.
How about start with something simple?
Yeah.
How about doing this? We'll give you somewhat of an indication here, for there is much within this particular movie. And no, we are not talking about The Matrix here. We are talking about the new movie that came out, The Shack.
Oh.
We're finding this within the James here. And in that particular movie, there is exactly what you're speaking of.
where he was able to walk on the water with help from Yeshua, certainly. He was there. He was able to do it, but only when he trusted and let go of his fears and his disbelief in being able to. Okay?
Okay,
other
thank you.
Here? Yes, other questions here? There was one here a moment ago here.
Yeah, I just have a quick question. So what I want is, I want to know the main difference between a fourth dimensional and a fifth dimensional being. What's the main difference?
Much of that is going to be shared in the work with Charles here. So we would not want to interrupt or influence here in any way in sharing this. For that will be explained here during the advance.
So Corey Good and David Wilcock have lots of conversations about fourth dimensional beings and fifth dimensional beings. And apparently fourth dimensional beings are similar to us. They're not as high as fifth dimensional beings. They still have, for example, they still have time. They still use time. So, and I know you're not, you don't want to answer my question, but is that the main difference?
No, not the main difference, but there are differences certainly, and they will come to you as you move along here. Certainly as you experience, not hear it, but experience it as you move into the higher vibrational experiences and dimensions. As you move into the fourth dimension, many of you are already doing that. Into the fourth, back to the third, into the fourth, back to the third, into the fourth, back to the third. Oops, up into the fifth. Momentary, what bliss, what wonderfulness. Oh, back down again. Do you understand what we speak of here?
Yeah, but
where you are literally on the fence. Yes, we have deliberately not answered your question directly because it will come to you. You hear many times, we do not want to spoil the surprises for you. If you want to find out more about this, you can read about it. You can listen to various interviews that speak about this as you are. And it will come to you more and more, the exact differences. But understand that as you move up in vibration, you need to be ready for it. To be able to withstand the higher energies. This is why those that have turned away from the light and have refused the light, as Archangel Michael said, this is why they are not going to be able to be here in these higher vibrations. They cannot handle it. So when you move into the fourth dimension, you will, as you go through when the event occurs, you will move into the fourth dimension and hopefully go right through it into the fifth so that you don't get waylaid or stuck there in the fourth. Because the fourth is the glamour dimension. There are many levels of glamour there which will attract you. Yes, the third dimension has this, the illusion here, but even more so in this fourth dimension. Think of it in terms of, you have seen this movie, many of you have seen it. It is a wonderful example of what we speak of here. The one with Robin Williams, What Dreams May Come. He experienced this fourth dimensional changeover. Yes, he had to physically leave his body through death. But he experienced this fourth dimensional glamours that were there. Okay?
Okay.
Any further questions here?
Yes. Hello. Greetings, one who serves. My name's Eleanor.
Hi,
Yes.
And I just was hoping if you could clarify something to my understanding, if I understand it correctly, and clarify what is not quite clear for me, is when new earth is being formed and when the event occurs, or ascension or transformation, and we're on new earth, let's say. And right now my passion is to help heal the earth and bring Gaia back from, you know, like we want to work together with the galactics and ourselves, humanity, to heal and bring back Gaia from the depths of darkness, per se, let's say, from the 3D illusion. And that's where I get a little bit confused. And from to my understanding, we can leave 5D and come back, whether it's family or do work, and then go back. And I'm just, it's a little muddled for me there. If you could clarify a little bit, I'm sure you understand what I'm asking.
The way we can answer this is if you go into a meditation, a guided meditation, or just your own meditation, and you attempt to move up through the various levels, you might say, of consciousness, through the astral plane, the etheric plane, the causal plane, the mental plane, etc., etc., as you are moving up in the dimensional frequencies, notice every time you come to the beginning of the next one, you hit a ceiling, you might say, a solid brick wall, a impenetrable glass structure, however you want to see it and visualize it.
Mm-hmm.
This is what occurs from those in the lower dimensions. They cannot go to the higher dimensions until they are prepared, till they have acclimated to the energies, or until they are invited up. See? But once you have gone up into these higher vibrations, into these higher dimensions, once you are there, you can very easily then come back down and lower your vibrations. More difficult to raise your vibrations than it is to lower them.
Okay. And once you've done that and that's been mastered, then if you choose to come down and assist or whatever situation is playing out at that time that you want to come back, your ability to go back is much easier now that you've attained it and have already been on New Earth and existed in the 5D vibration. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Think in terms of the book, Celestine Prophecy.
Oh, and I love that.
At a particular time, we do not recall here, the James does not recall, so we cannot bring it up here. But what was the particular, what is the word here? We're not finding it. The manuscript?
I can't think of it either. I love that book and that movie. It was wonderful.
It was the manuscript and the particular levels. If we get this right, there were 9 levels, and in his first book anyway, and at the 8th or 9th level, this was where he experienced, the one who wrote the book and the ones who were with him, experienced the movement into higher dimensional frequencies at that time. In that particular case, it was to avoid some kind of catastrophe that was going to happen if they did not. So they disappeared to those who were there. So they were able to save themselves in this way. But once it was over, they were able to easily come back. You see? This is an example of what we speak of here, what it will be like to go up and then come back. But you are not going up into the clouds or anything of this nature where you can look back down and see everybody on the earth and all of this. It is not that at all. It is higher vibration.
Mm-hmm.
You will understand this, though, as you come more and more and continue to acclimate to these energies. And when you experienced what the Mary Lou spoke of here earlier, when she avoided the veil was not there. She looked through the clouds and saw the rosy colors that were beyond it. If someone else looked up at the clouds, they would see clouds. But she was able to look beyond it. This is what we're speaking of as you move in. For that moment, that very instant when she did this, she was in the higher vibrations, into the fifth dimension, the lower levels of the fifth dimension.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Juan Oserves. Love and gratitude.
Yes. Any further questions here before we release channel? And we are ready to release here. We want to, rather, he wants to inform you. He's working through us. The one who is the more comedian one who serves, he is wanting us to tell you that he will be there with you, with bells on? Is that the right word?
Yeah.
That's what he is saying here. He'd be here with bells on and ready to celebrate and sing and dance and laugh and all of these things. And he will again be the master of ceremony. Literally, the master of ceremony. He told us to say that.
Okay. Looking forward to it.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
So look forward to a wonderful time. And we can only say that the experiences that you are going to have at that expression, at that time, are going to be monumental to many of you as you experience them. This is just a setup here. And James is saying in the background, why do you have to do this all the time? Build up these huge expectations. But then what we say back is, yes, but haven't we lived up to those expectations in the previous ones?
Yes.
Haven't they gotten one right after another better and better?
Yeah. Yeah.
Better in terms of experiences, not in terms of better or worse or anything of this nature, but more experiences. This is what we are after, to bring you along further and further so that when the event occurs, you are ready. Jump off that precipice. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti.
Thank you.
Thank you.